Book 1, Canto 4, page 48 to page 50. A wider consciousness opens then its doors, invading from spiritual silences. A ray of the timeless glory stoops a while to commune with our seized illumined clay and leaves its huge white stamp upon our lives. In the oblivious field of mortal mind, revealed to the closed prophet eyes of trance, or in some deep internal solitude, witnessed by a strange immaterial sense, the signals of eternity appear. The truth mind could not know unveils its face. We hear what mortal ears have never heard. We feel what earthly sense has never felt. We love what common hearts repel and dread. Our minds hush to a bright omniscient. A voice calls from the chambers of the soul. We meet the ecstasy of the Godhead's touch in golden privacies of immortal fire. These signs are native to a larger self that lives within us by ourselves unseen. Only sometimes a holier influence comes, a tide of mightier surgings bears our lives, and a diviner presence moves the soul. Or through the earthly covering something breaks, a grace and beauty of spiritual light, the murmuring tongue of a celestial fire. Ourselves and a high stranger whom we feel, it is and acts unseen as if it were not. It follows the line of septernal birth, yet seems to perish with its mortal frame. Assured of the apocalypse to be, it reckons not the moments and the hours. Great, patient, calm, it sees the centuries pass, awaiting the slow miracle of our change in the sure, deliberate process of world force and the long march of all-revealing time. It is the origin and the master clue, a silence overhead, an inner voice, a living image seated in the heart, an unwalled wideness and a fathomless point. The truth of all these cryptic shows in space, the real toward which our strivings move, the secret grandiose meaning of our lives, a treasure of honey in the combs of God, a splendor burning in a tenebrous cloak. It is our glory of the flame of God, our golden fountain of the world's delight, an immortality cowled in the cape of death, the shape of our unborn divinity. It guards for us our fate in depths within, where sleeps the eternal seed of transient things. Always we bear in us a magic key, concealed in life's hermetic envelope. A burning witness in the sanctuary regards through time and the blind walls of form. A timeless light is in his hidden eyes. He sees the secret things no words can speak, and knows the goal of the unconscious world and the heart of the mystery of the journeying years. But all is screened, subliminal, mystical. It needs the intuitive heart, the inward turn. It needs the power of a spiritual gaze, else to our waking mind's small moment look. A goalless voyage seems our dubious course. Some chance has settled or hazarded some will, or a necessity without aim or cause, unwillingly compelled to emerge and be. In this dense field where nothing is plain or sure, our very being seems to us questionable, our life a vague experiment, the soul a flickering light in a strange, ignorant world, the earth a brute, mechanic accident, a net of death in which by chance we live.